Like I say, we've enjoyed that of the service this morning. Appreciate that the Lord has done in our midst, and just ask you to pray for us just a minute. You gonna read with us this morning? We're gonna read some out of the book of Job, the first chapter. Job, the first chapter. Very familiar scripture we know today. Probably not anybody that don't know the first chapter of Job. Most folks know it, read it, heard it. So you bear with us. Probably gonna read the whole chapter, it's not that long. I'm glad the Lord's mindful of us, and I'm glad when He passes by my way. I really do. First chapter, book of Job, starting with the first verse, says, "There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. There were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 5,000 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their three sisters, to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, 'It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.' Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, 'Whence comest thou?' Then Satan answered the Lord and said, 'From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it.' And the Lord said unto Satan, 'Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil?' Then Satan answered the Lord and said, 'Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face.' And the Lord said unto Satan, 'Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. There was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. There came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, and they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven, and hath burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels, have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle, and shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground, and worshipped, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Second chapter, first verse. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord, and smote Job with the sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips? Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came every one from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. For they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, they lifted up their voice and wept. And they rent every one his mantle and sprinkled dust upon their heads toward heaven. So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spake a word unto him, for they saw that his grief was very great. Third chapter. After this opened Job his mouth and cursed his day. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a good bit of scripture this morning. I know a little bit more than we probably intended to read, but nonetheless, it's, we felt it to be necessary, and I trust and pray that you'll pray for us for just a minute. We'll get ourselves out of the way and just do that, that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. This is some wonderful scripture. In one sense of the way, but it's some notable scripture, if you'll have it, some of the things that come against that of Job. But I want to talk to us this morning, the Lord help us, about being touched by God. Touched by God. Now, you might think today, you might say, well, preacher, Satan done all this to Job. Well, I read it in your hearing, and I read exactly what it says in the Bible. And it said that Satan told the Lord, he said, but put forth thine hand now. Put forth thine hand now. You'll find that in the 11th verse, the first chapter. It did go on to say, but that the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all he hath is in thy power. But it took God to give the liberty unto Satan. Now I want you to think about that. Yeah. Also in the second chapter, it went and it said, Satan talked to the Lord and he said, but put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. Speaking that the Lord, my friend, might make this happen. And then it went on to say in another place, where the Lord talked to Satan, and he said, ye have moved me against Job. Ye have moved me against Job. I want to talk to us this morning for just a little bit, God being my helper, brethren, about being touched by God. There's some things that come to me and you, brethren, when we are touched by God. Now you might say, well, preacher, it was Satan that done this. God, the Lord said, have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered him? Have you thought about him? Have you looked toward him? He said, I have. He said, you've got a hedge about him. He said, take it down and touch him and he'll curse you. Now think about it for just a minute. You might think, preacher, we've had a good service this morning. I can feel the touch of God. Brethren, there's differences in being touched by God. They most certainly are. And you touching God, they most certainly are. Friend, you think about it. And brethren, when God touches, it makes a difference today. It most certainly does. And it'll make a difference when you touch God. I'm just going to mind the Lord. I don't know what I'm going to preach all together, but this is what I've got. So you just bear with us and that for just a minute. He said, yes, I've searched that of old Job and said, I can't touch him, in other words. My friend, but he said, Lord, you put your hand against him. He said, he'll curse you to your face. My friend, brethren, the scripture teaches us, brethren, that Job did not sin. My friend, no sir, he held his integrity still. My friend, there's a lot of folks don't think that Job ever complained. My friend, but brethren, the truth of it is you ain't never read Job. My friend, he did complain. My friend, but the fact of it is he did not charge God. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. Now, he was touched by God. My friend, you say, preacher, you can't preach that. My friend, Satan couldn't lay a hand on him. My friend, had not God give him, brethren, that of the permission. My friend, think about it for just a minute. Brethren, that ain't altogether what I want you to think. My friend, I want you to see the reality, brethren, of being touched by God. My friend, brethren, when God touches you, brethren, it does make a difference. My friend, you don't go out the same way that you come in when God touches you. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. Now, you bear with us. Brethren, as at other times, I'm going to take my time. I am. My friend, and I'll try to do the best that I can do. Brethren, with what I've got, brethren, you say, preacher, I don't know. Brethren, what all you going to preach on this? My friend, brethren, Job wasn't the only one that God ever touched. My friend, did you know that? My friend, you go back into the New Testament. My friend, and it talks about a woman that had an issue of blood. Brethren, and she had had it for 12 long years. The Bible said she had spent all she had, but grew the worse. My friend, everything she done, she just kept getting worse. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, and brethren, she heard about Jesus. Yes, she did heard about Jesus passing by. My friend, and she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. My friend, think about it. She wanted to touch him. Brethren, she had enough faith, brethren, to believe that if she just touched his garment, brethren, she could be made whole. My friend, and the truth of it is you'll never touch God. My friend, without God recognizing that you've touched him. My friend, you'll never do it. No, sir. Now you think about brethren, when we pray, did you know I've heard people testify, my friend, and they said they didn't feel like their prayers got above the ceiling. My friend, you know the truth of it is, my friend, they might not have. My friend, they just might not have. my friend, you'll know when you touch God. My friend, you'll know when you pray through. My friend, how's that, preacher? Because he's going to let you know. My friend, yes, sir, he's going to recognize the fact, my friend, that you touched him. Yes, sir, this might not be too much of a shouting message, my friend, for some of you, but I've watched you shout this morning. My friend, I've watched you get happy this morning. My friend, because he passed by. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you give me my time. Glory. Hallelujah. My friend, I got news for you. They ain't anything like being touched by the Lord. My friend, no, there's not. My friend, we talk sometimes. My friend, about people, and we say, well, they just a little touched. My friend, I quit saying that. My friend, I did, because it's really disrespectful. My friend, the truth of it is, if they've been touched by God, it's a good thing. My friend, it's not a bad thing. You say, preacher, Job lost everything he had. My friend, can I ask you a question? My friend, where did it come from? Glory, hallelujah. Glory. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I wouldn't want to go through it. My friend, would you? Brethren, but I'd like to be touched by God, wouldn't you? My friend, yeah, preacher, but not like that. My friend, sometimes you don't pick and choose, my friend, how God touches you. No, sir. My friend, you might think this morning, why, preacher, we know. That old Satan, my friend, come against Job here. Yeah, but it was the Lord that gave him the permission. My friend, and Satan know that if the Lord let down the gate, my friend, he was going to make him curse him. My friend, he never did. My friend, the Bible said he held his integrity still. My friend, the Lord said, in the second chapter, the second round. My friend, the second round. My friend, yes, sir. The second time he come around. My friend, the first time he lost about everything he had. My friend, and the second time, it come upon him. My friend, in so much that his wife spoke out. Said, just curse God and die. My friend, brother, I'm going to be honest with you. My friend, he probably was not a pretty sight to look upon. My friend, don't you think? My friend, you say, preacher, if God touched me like that, I'd curse him. My friend, that's probably the difference between you and Job. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can't help it. My friend, we think God don't ever, my friend, do anything against us. My friend, he done it against Job. My friend, he allowed it against Job. You go back into the New Testament. The Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. My friend, and it said that they caused the sun to shine. My friend, upon the evil and the good. My friend, yes, sir, but there is a different eternal destination. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. My friend, how does people really know what you got? My friend, do y'all know? And I know you do, but I'm going to say it. My friend, do you know what it is to walk by faith? My I, friend, brother, and faith don't mean that you see what's happening. Help my friend, actually. Help my friend, you ain't going to see it. Help my friend, what's going to happen. Help my friend, you ain't going to know what God's going to do. Help my friend, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Help my friend, is that not right? Now, it also says, now faith is the substance of things, a hope for, of the evidence of things not seen. My friend, you ain't going to see faith. My friend, you'll see the reality of it after it happens. My friend, but you can't see faith. My friend, how does people really know that you got what you got? My friend, and that it's real. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, sometimes it's just as simple. My friend, as hitting your finger with a hammer. My friend, and see what comes out next. My friend, sometimes it's that simple. My friend, but sometimes it's pretty harsh. My friend, losing that you beloved the most. My friend, yes, sir, how do you handle that? My friend, David already said it this morning. My friend, and he said something. That's very true, folks. My friend, don't you? My friend, put folks down because they can't figure everything out. My friend, brethren, this thing is a growing process. Yes, it is. My friend, brethren, years ago, you might have thought you had things figured out. My friend, I'm about to believe the Lord has told, showed you different. My friend, the older you get, my friend, brother, the more you see. Yes, sir, sister. My friend, Ruth Moore, down at Stoner Chapel. My friend, she's an elder lady. My friend, brother, she used to get up and testify. My friend, and she'd say, she said, the things of this world, my friend, have just got dimmer and dimmer. My friend, unto me. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, it's possible, folks. My friend, it's possible. I used to think, my friend, sometimes, my friend, brother, that people just didn't have no respect. My friend, but the truth of it is, the real truth of it is, my friend, it ain't they don't have respect. Brethren, they just don't know any better. No, sir. They just don't know any better. My friend, you say, preacher, you can't preach that either. My friend, you'll go find in the New Testament. I'm just going to bind the Lord. I told you, I don't know where I'm. My friend, I started with my friend, the right thing. I'll probably end up with the right thing. My friend, but I got news for you. There's a lot in between sometimes. They most certainly are. The scripture says in the New Testament that God winked at ignorance once. My friend, he winked at ignorance once. My friend, but commandeth men everywhere to repent. My friend, brethren, repentance ain't never went away. Did you know that? It ain't never went away. Touched by God. My friend, the Lord touched Job. We can preach that. My friend, that's what the scripture teaches us. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, Satan and the Lord had a conversation about Job. My friend, and Satan know Job. Now, you hear me. My friend, you better believe he knows you. My friend, yes, sir, but he knows a lot about your Lord. Yes, sir, he does this morning. My friend, touched by God. And my friend, I really don't know today, brethren, what it takes in certain people's lives. And my friend, I really don't. These things that come sometimes in people's lives that open their eyes. And my friend, sometimes it's a tragedy. And my friend, loss. And my friend, these were some things that Job dealt with. And my friend, and brethren, Job complained about them. My friend, from about the 5th chapter to the 41st chapter. My friend, he complained about those things. My friend, and the three men that was his friends. My friend, they didn't know no more than Job did. My friend, they didn't know as much, just to be honest with you. My friend, they kept wondering why. What kind of sin did Job do? And my friend, to cause all this. And my friend, yes sir, the Lord done told you twice. And my friend, how many more times he got to tell you? And my friend, that Job was an upright man and perfect in his generation. And my friend, yes sir. Yes sir, I'll say he was a good man. And my friend, yet the Lord, my friend, spoke to Job. He touched him. And my friend, he touched him. Let's go just a little bit further. And my friend, you know what happened to Job. And my friend, you know the scenario he went through. My friend, I know what people say a lot of times. They say, well, his wife, my friend, she'd have cursed him. And my friend, she told Job to curse him. My friend, and die, she most certainly did. But I'm going to tell you women something. My friend, you probably hadn't seen what she saw. My friend, you didn't see the stake, my friend, that Job was in. My friend, yes sir, and not only that, she was his wife. She went through it also. My friend, yes sir. Yes sir, being touched by God. My friend, sometimes don't put you on the mountain. My friend, can I tell you why? My friend, brother, most of the time when you're on the mountain, my friend, you're rejoicing. My friend, yes sir. My friend, you're happy, joyfully, and there's nothing wrong with that. My friend, but I'll tell you where your strength comes from. My friend, it's down in them valleys. My friend, it's when that adversary is hard against you. My friend, it's when the odds are against you. My friend, yes sir. Yes sir. My friend, it's when everything looks doomy and gloomy. My friend, brethren, that's where your faith really stands. My friend, that's where your full trust really sits in the Lord. My friend, it's when everything comes against you. My friend, yes sir. My friend, when you're touched by God, things happen. My friend, when you're touched by God, there's a difference. My friend, I'm going to go back just a little bit. My friend Jacob. My friend Jacob had left, brethren, that of his father's land. My friend, at the bidding of his father, Isaac, he left the land. He told Jacob, he said, you go down yonder to your mother's father's land. My friend, and there get you a wife. My friend, take you not a wife of the wives of the Canaanites. My friend, brethren, and I want you to know what Jacob done. My friend, he went down to the mother's father's land. My friend, but before he went down there, my friend, he set his head on a pillar. My friend, a pillow, which was a stone.
my friend, yes, sir. And he saw a vision. That, my friend, a ladder reached from earth to glory. That, my friend, angels. That, my friend, angels going up and down. Up and down. That, my friend, descending and ascending. That, my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He awoke from his sleep. That, my friend, and he said, surely the Lord was in this place. That, my friend, and I knew it not. He took that pillow or that stone. That, my friend, that he laid his head on, and he erected a pillar. A-R. That, my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory to God. That, my friend, and he prayed to God. That, my friend, yes, sir. He called the name of the place Bethel. The name of the first was Luz. That, my friend, hear me. That, my friend, I would to God how that people could get a hold of God. That, my friend, this is what Jacob said. That, my friend, Jacob prayed in that place. He said, Lord, you go with me. That, my friend, and bring me again to this place. He said, and I'll give a tenth unto thee. That, my friend, he left there with a staff in his hand. Yes, sir. He didn't have no backpack, toe sack. That, my friend, all he had was a staff. That, my friend, yeah. My friend, a lot of times we won't make a move unless we've made all the provisions. My friend, don't get me wrong. My friend, don't run out there and just run off down somewhere without nothing. My friend, you might starve to death. Yes, sir. My friend, but I can tell you this. If you've prayed about it and God said go and don't take no script with you, my friend, you better not take nothing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It'll become a hindrance to you. Did you know that? My friend, I've got too much to preach to you. You just don't know. My friend, but I'm going to tell you something. My friend, it makes a difference when you're touched by God. My friend, did I leave the little woman out there? My friend, I don't know where I finished with her or not. My friend, I had the issue. My friend, I'll come back to her maybe. My friend, I don't know where I left her hanging or not. My friend, listen. Listen to me. My friend, old Jacob went down there and wound up in Laban's house. Y'all know the scripture. I ain't going to get into all of it. My friend, brother, he had been down there 20 years. My friend, it come time for Jacob to come home. My friend, go read your Bible. My friend, there's a day that Jacob went to Laban. He says, I'm going home. My friend and brethren, for Laban's sake, he'd have been better off if Jacob had a. My friend, but Laban knowed that God had blessed him. My friend, he'd bless Laban for Jacob being there. How much of a blessing is that? My friend, you ever been around somebody is just a blessing. My friend, for them to be there. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I thank the good Lord. My friend, they've been, you may not believe it, my friend, but I've had, my friend, people, my friend, sent in from elsewhere. My friend, thank God, because God saw that I needed a blessing. Yes, sir, you don't, you can like it, you can dislike it. My friend, believe it or not. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help my friend. I would to God people get touched by God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory. Hallelujah. Ho. Glory. Help my friend. Ho. Ho. Glory. Hallelujah. Help my friend. Woo. Thank God. I'm glad that God can go with you on your journey. Help my friend. Did you know he could? Help my friend. Yeah. The Bible said that Laban talked Jacob into staying. Help my friend. And Jacob said, if I'm staying, said, I want my own hire. Help my friend. Said, I want all them rings striped and them brown and speckled and grizzled. Help my friend. Of the cattle, of the goats and the sheep. Help my friend. And Laban agreed to it. Help my friend. You know what I believe? I ain't got much to go on outside of the fact. Help my friend. I believe Laban looked out. He knowed he didn't have many ring stripes. He knowed he didn't have many speckles. He knowed he didn't have many grizzled out there. Help my friend. But thank God the Lord knowed it. Oh, yes, he did. Yeah. Oh, yes, he did. Yeah. Help my friend. He got a hold of Jacob and he told him to do something, didn't he? Oh, he said, take that old poplar stick and carve rings in it. Yeah. Help my friend. He said, when them healthy cattle come down to the water trough, he said, you stick her in there. Glory, hallelujah. Help my, you don't think God will bless you on your journey? Everybody in this world might be against you. Help my friend, God still bless you. Glory, hallelujah. I want to God get a hold of you this morning. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Help my friend. Glory. Help my friend. Glory, hallelujah. Help my friend. Ain't it good? Ain't it good, my friend, just to see what God shows you sometime? Help my friend on your journey. Oh, yes, sir. Help my friend. The Bible said, he said, and them weaker cattle come by, he said, you pull that thing out. Yes, sir. Help my friend. After a while, you looked across the mountains and the hills, and you know what you saw? Help my friend. You saw all them rings striped. Help my friend. And them speckled and spotted and grizzled. Yes, sir. You lambs. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Don't tell me that he don't own the hills too. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Help my friend. Now listen. Oh, listen. Help my friend. Jacob, come home, boys. Help my friend. He come home. Help my friend. Laban and Laban's sons thought that my friend Jacob had robbed their father. Yes, sir. He didn't rob them. My friend, it was the covenant they had made. Yes, sir. It's the oath they had made between them. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Touched by God. My friend, listen, you know what happened? My friend, on the way back home, my friend Jacob, y'all remember when he left out over there, he didn't have nothing but a staff. Help my friend, folks. He come back with two bands. Yes, sir. Two bands. Help my friend. He had men servants and man servants, shepherds. Help my friend. Had Leah and Rachel. Help my friend. Yes, sir. And had about 11 of them with him. 10 or 11. Help my friend at that time. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They come back with him. Help nigh friend, they didn't get, the closer they got to home, he stopped them over there and he said, now, nigh friend, he said, I want y'all to do this. He said, I'm going to divide y'all. I'm going to divide y'all into two parties. Nigh friend, Leah and all hers over here and Rachel and hers over here. Nigh friend, yes sir, and said Leah and hers went out first. Nigh friend, go and read. Nigh friend, you know what Jacob had on his mind. Nigh friend, brethren, when he left home, Esau hated him. Nigh friend, his brother, his twin brother, nigh friend, hated him, the elder brother. Nigh friend, y'all go back, y'all know the scripture. Nigh friend, Esau came out first, but thank God, Jacob laid hold of his heel. Yes, sir, and come right behind him. Oh, glory, hallelujah, ain't it good? Nigh friend, when God touches, nigh friend, go just a little further. Nigh friend, the Bible says that Jacob got over to a place, nigh friend, right before he had met that of Esau. Nigh friend, and he laid down and he said, there wrestled he with a man, nigh friend, all night long. Yes, sir. He wrestled with a man. Nigh friend, all night long. Nigh friend, the scripture. The scripture says that that man tried to get loose. Nigh friend, and Jacob said, I'm not letting you go. Nigh friend, until you bless me. Yes, sir, until you bless me. Nigh friend, the Bible says that he began to talk to him. He said, okay. He said, now, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. He said, thy name shall be no longer called Jacob. Nigh friend, but Israel. Yes, sir, Israel. Glory, hallelujah. Nigh friend, Bethel means house of God. Israel, my friend, means children of God. Think about it. Nigh friend, listen to me. The Bible said when that man left, brethren, before he left, you know what he done? He touched the hollow, nigh friend, of his thigh. That is, a joint got out of place. Nigh friend, yes sir. Yes sir. It halted him. Yes sir. The Bible said when he left her, he left with a halt. He left with a limp. Nigh friend, and for this reason, he said unto that day, he said, they did not eat of that part. Nigh friend, of that of the hollow that shrank. Nigh friend, because they, this man had been touched by God. You say, preacher, he wasn't touched by God. He wrestled a man. That man was God. Nigh friend, read it. Nigh friend, for Jacob said, I have seen God face to face and lived. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nigh friend, touched by God. Nigh friend, brethren, you might have an infirmity. Nigh friend, they might be something just a little wrong with you. You say, preacher, don't get to talking like that. Nigh friend, have you been touched by God? Nigh friend, I don't know, my friend, in your life, brethren, how the Lord works. But I can tell you something, my friend. I had a person to tell me. My friend one time, he said, you. He said, you're living in a dangerous place. My friend, yes, sir. To him, he said, have you ever thought about moving? My friend, I said, well, no. No, sir. He said, you had a tornado in your backyard. My friend, had one in your front yard. Don't you think the Lord's trying to tell you something? My friend, I said, well, you're right. I said, he's been on my backside and been on the front, and thank God I'm still here. I believe I'll stay right where I'm at. Glory, hallelujah. I just say, preacher, he just barely missed you. That ain't how I look at it. I thank God. I think he secured me. Ain't my friend in a place. Ain't my friend hear me. I've looked back. I can't say a lot about forward. But I've looked back, my friend. People's out to say a lot of things. You know that. And there's a woman. I preached at a church. This is back years ago. But even before I come up here the first time. My friend, somewhere around 80 or 81. My friend, there at a local church. My friend, we had a woman, my friend, in the city there. That come down with cancer. Rather than this, a lot of her friends sound like there's about like Job's friends. My friend, they is trying to figure out why this cancer come upon her. My friend, yes, sir. And you know what? Most of the time they come up with, well, you've done something. My friend, the cause this to come upon you. My friend, well, anyway, I couldn't remember, couldn't tell you today what I preached. But I preached on something, my friend, that struck a nerve with this lady. My friend, and she come out to my automobile. My friend, she said, I want to ask you a question. My friend, she said, I had tears running down her face. My friend, just as tore up as tore up could be. My friend, she said, people keep telling me. My friend, and asking me, and she said, I prayed and I searched and I prayed and I searched. And she said, I can't find anything. My friend, she said, they keep telling me I've sinned, I've done something. My friend, to cause this cancer to come. My friend, I thought about it. She said, what do you think? I said, sister. My friend, I said, I can't give you an answer, I don't think. My friend, but I'm going to tell you this. My friend, don't you think, my friend, that God just might get glory out of you? My friend, because you're liable to make it through. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, to my knowledge, she's still living today. My friend, hear me. My friend, it don't mean because bad things come. If it does, my friend, you can take your book of Job, my friend, 1st, 2nd, 3rd chapter, and throw it away. My friend, brother, them's bad things. Did you know that? Them are terrible. Them are tragic things. My friend, to lose everything that you had. My friend, knowing that you've been true to God. My friend, brother, I ain't guessing about Job. My friend, this is what the scripture says. My friend, about Job. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you'll find out that God was with Job. God was with Jacob. My friend, he touched them both. My friend, and it made a difference in their life. Didn't it? It made it. You say, preacher, I'm going to have to lose everything I got. I ain't said that. My friend, brother, the truth of it is you might not be as strong as Job was. Have you ever thought about that? My friend, preacher, don't tell us that. My friend, where's your faith? My friend, where's your trust? What you trust in? My friend, where's your faith? What's your faith in? My friend, I don't know altogether. I really don't. My friend, I've heard people say, well, I won't question the Lord. My friend, well, why wouldn't you? My friend, why wouldn't you? Well, it's the Lord's doings. My friend, it's done what's done. That might be true, but you'll still be surprised. He might tell you why he doesn't. Did you know that? My friend, yes, sir, that blind man over there is blind from his birth. My friend, nothing he done, nothing his parents had done. That's what the book says. My friend, them, but brethren, he said it was done for the glory of God. Yes, sir, for the glory of God. Friend, yes, sir. How the little woman that touched his garment. Friend, we hear about her quite often. Yes, sir. And I believe she touched him, don't you? Friend, you couldn't make Jesus, friend, a believer, my friend, that somebody didn't touch him. Even the own disciples, they said, what do you mean? I said, you're thronged on every side and you're saying, who touched you? Friend, he said, virtue has went out. Friend, virtue has went out. Friend, you get to reading or just pull it up. Friend, about a touch. Brethren, and you'll see how many people God touched. Friend, how many people Jesus touched. Friend, and how many people touched Jesus. Friend, she wasn't the only one that ever touched his clothes. Friend, she wasn't the only one that ever touched his garment. Friend, but brethren, she's the most prominent one. Friend, but brethren, they was many as they went down the journey that touched the hem of his garment. Friend, you get down to business with God. Friend, and I'll guarantee you, my friend, you'll find out you know how to touch God. Friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've prayed with folks. Friend, I've been around here enough to that you know about how I am. Friend, brother, and I've got down with people and I've never said a word. Friend, no, sir. No, sir. And I've sat beside people, my friend, that's praying, and I've never heard a word come out of their mouth. Friend, but brethren, after a while, deliverance came. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can prove to you by the word of God. Friend, you don't know what to pray for anyway. Friend, it's the Spirit that maketh intercession. Friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, that crieth out groanings. Friend, brethren, when people are in travail, it don't take a scientist to figure out they're in trouble. Friend, does it? No, it don't. No, it don't. I got down and prayed with a man one night. One of the most pitiful sights I'd ever seen. Friend, brethren, is on up in his 70s. Friend, and brethren, he'd just weep and cry, and he'd cry like a baby. Friend, and brethren, that how it is at a different church, but nonetheless, I was the one next to him, and I just asked him, I said, how is it? Friend, he said, he ain't heard me. I said, well, just keep crying. Friend, yes, sir. Carry on. Thank God till he answers you. Friend, ain't that the way it's supposed to work, folks? Friend, how many times do you pray about something? Friend, you say, well, Jesus prayed three. Friend, well, is that sufficient? Friend, is that enough? Friend, now you know what the scripture says? Friend, about prayer. Friend, it said there's this woman coming to this unjust judge. Friend, and she continually come to him and he wouldn't hear her. He wouldn't have nothing in this world to do with her. Friend, and he come. But she kept coming. Friend, she kept coming. He wouldn't listen. Friend, and it said, friend, after a while he began to ask her, he said, what are you here for? Friend, and she told him about the petition. And you know what the book says? It said, men ought always to pray and not faint. Friend, yes, sir, continue. Friend, have you ever read the verse that said, pray without ceasing? Pray without ceasing. Friend, I know what you, I know what people's talking about, don't you? How do you get a burden on your heart and you go and pray? Friend, and sometimes that burden will go away. Friend, but sometimes you go and pray and you go away and then that burden will come back. Friend, you go pray again, that burden will come back again. Friend, and after a while, I can't tell you how many times to pray. All I can tell you, my friend, to pray till you get the answer. My friend, I preached on push one time right here. My friend, pray until something happens. Oh, glory, hallelujah. What do you mean, preacher? Just exactly. Pray until something happens. My friend, when the Lord lays it on your heart. My friend, when the Lord lays it on that heart, my friend, I'll guarantee you, I don't have to know the circumstance. My friend, sometimes the Lord openly, my friend, lets me know. My friend, sometimes the burden that he gives me. Sometimes, but most of the time, I got no clue. My friend, I'm just praying, but I'll say this. My friend, when the Lord shows you who you're praying for, my friend, pray. My friend, when he don't show you who you're praying for, pray. My friend, thank God, just pray. Brethren, until something happens. My friend, that's how it works. How did you know that? I prayed for folks, my friend, that didn't make it. Have you? My friend, have you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I used to go down there and Brother Ralph Sr. died on his own his bed. My friend, brother, couldn't get up, couldn't operate. Didn't have much of a life going on. And he'd say, Randy, would you pray with me? My friend, I'd get down there and I'd get to praying. My friend, when I'd finish, you know what I started hearing? My friend Ralph over there praying, just Lord, take him home. My friend, take him home. Here I was trying to pray the Lord keep him. Yeah. My friend, so whose prayer is he going to hear? My friend, I got to thinking, well, my friend, I might or just pray, Lord, take him home. My friend, did you know it wasn't long he left here? Yes, sir, it wasn't long he left here. My friend, oh, preacher, pray for my family. My friend, I got news for you. I'm not trying to be funny either. It's just a fact. My friend, I don't know what to pray for. My friend, except the Lord give me leadership. My friend, and I believe you're the same way. My friend, you might get down with a thought on your heart and mind, but brethren, that might not be what you pray for. Have you ever thought about that? My friend, I'm still preaching about being touched by God. My friend, it makes a difference. It made a difference in Job's life. My friend, go read the end of the book of Job. Yes, sir, just go read the end of it. My friend, brethren, you can read. Well, the truth of it is, you'll just read it all. My friend, it's all good for you. There's a lot in there. They most certainly, there's things in there that Job questioned the Lord. My friend, about a lot of things. My friend, and the Lord told him who it was that hollowed this thing out and who measured this. My friend, who put the stars in the sky, my friend, who put the rivers in their courses. My friend, yes, sir, the Lord told him many a time. My friend, because Job kept questioning him. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I told you a while ago I had too much. My friend, I don't know where or when, but I'm fixing to stop. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now you hear me. My friend, I would to God I could preach this message to you. My friend, I mean what I'm fixing to say. I would to God I could preach this message to you. My friend, and you really realize what it is to be touched by God. My friend, when the hand of God lays upon you, my friend, the Philistines down there took the ark of God. My friend, in the days of Eli, they most certainly did. My high friend, and they took that ark over and they put it in the in the same house with their god Dagon. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. High friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. They put him in there with Dagon. High friend, brother. And then I woke up the next morning, went down there and checked on him. Old Dagon's on the ground. Now, there wasn't nothing in there, thank God, but Dagon in the ark. How, my friend, how did Dagon get on the ground? How, my friend, think about it. They set him back up. How, my friend, yes, sir. And the next day, they come over there, and they found Dagon on the ground, and he's broke all to pieces. His hands and his head broke off. How, my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, the Bible says after that, my friend, that hemorrhoids come. Hemorrhoids, if you want to know what it is. My friend, yes, sir, came amongst the, my friend, the people of the Philistines. My friend, and all the people, my friend, come to the heads and said, you go up there to the hierarchy and tell them we've got to get rid of this thing. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. You know why? It said, for the hand of the Lord is very heavy upon the Philistines. How, my friend, God touched them. My friend, yes, he did. He put his hand upon them. My friend, brother, you know what they done? They sent it home. Yes, sir. They sent it home best way they know how. My friend, and not only that, they sent some trespass offerings with it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They didn't want the ark of God. My friend, ain't that about the way it is today? My friend, people really don't want the Lord. They'd rather have Dagon. You know why? They can pick him up and move him anywhere they want to. Yes, sir. My friend, I'm fixing a hush. Now listen. Listen, I would to God, my friend, that the Lord touch you. My friend, you say, preacher, you don't know what you're preaching this morning. I would to God that God touch you this morning. My friend, the time wouldn't really permit, my friend, for me to carry on. But I'm going to mention one more real quick, and his name was Moses. You believe the Lord ever touched Moses? Come get a verse of a song. That's the message. Touched by God. Touched by God. Years ago, we went to a revival meeting up in LJ, and we knew the pastor that was pastoring this church, and they was having a revival. I don't reckon I know the man. And I can't remember right offhand who went with us. But he said he didn't know him. I didn't know him. He got up behind the pulpit and he might have stood about that tall. Now, I'm just going to be honest with you. A little frail looking body. Didn't have much meat on his bones. Didn't look like much. Hadn't never heard him. And whoever it was with me, he looked at me, he said, reckon that man preach? And I was sitting there thinking the same thing. I said, well, I don't know where he can or not. But you know what? They got to reading his scripture. That man sized up about like a giant. Yes, sir. He changed. Something happened. His whole complexion changed. His face changed. His whole body began to change. Preacher, it don't happen that way. I'm telling you. You know why? Because God touched him. God touched him. You'll hear no preaching without the Lord. Do you know that? You might hear a lot of babbling and a lot of running around. Running around.
It took Moses two trips up on the mountain. First trip, he broke the commandments. You know the scripture. The second trip, he communed with the Lord. He got the commandments again. But that ain't all he got. He asked the Lord. He said, "Lord, show me thy face. Show me thy face." And the Lord spake real plain to him. He said, "Can't show you my face. No man seen my face and live." What he told him. Now, that brings on other scripture, but nonetheless, he said, "But I'll tell you what I'm going to do." He said, "I got a place over here." You know who that place was for? Moses.
Yeah.
Had a place for him. Do you think he's got a place for you? I believe he does.
Yeah.
I believe he does. He said, "I'm going to put you in the cleft of the rock over here." And he said, "I'm going to put my hand over yours."
Yeah.
Face. He said, "I'll cause my hinder parts to pass by." Now listen, had his hand over him, didn't he? Had his hand over him. And the hinder part passed by. And the scripture says when Moses come off that mountain, that his face shone. His face shone. Why, preacher? He'd been touched by God. Glory, hallelujah. You cannot hide it this morning. That man started preaching behind that pulpit, and I picked up just like that. I said, "That man got something." He got something. I forgot about his stature. It didn't make no difference. All that other went away. The Bible said that the people could not look upon him. He had to wear a veil. Did he not? Had to wear a veil. There's evidence. There's evidence of people that's been touched by God. I believe he leaves evidence. I really do. I believe he leaves evidence. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. He don't forget his own. He don't forget them. I don't know your heart. I really don't. I don't know what you stand in need of. Maybe you're here and you just need a little closer walk with him. Did you know it's possible? It's possible. Preacher, I'll have to do this and I'll have to do that. No. When you get your heart right with God, you don't worry about this and that. Huh? You'll find out that you want to please him. Huh? You want to please him. You want to do what he have you to do. And when you do what he have you to do, thank God these other things just sort of come in place, or they'll go away. One of the two. One of the two. I don't know your heart, but let us stand.